few minutes. This week is National Fire Prevention Week. Joining us right now to tell us a little bit more about the theme for this year's campaign from the Fire Protection Association, Susan McKelvey. Susan, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
This year, your theme for the week is Be Aware, Fire Can Happen Anywhere. Explain that a little bit.
Sure. So the truth is fires can and do still happen, but we really are focusing on homes because home is the place people are at greatest risk to fire, but it's the place they think they're safest. So we're focusing on three basic but critical messages: look, listen, and learn. So we want people to look for places in their home that fires are most likely to start and take the steps to prevent those kinds of fires from happening. We want people to listen for the sound of their smoke alarms, which means their smoke alarms have to be in good working order. And then we want them to learn how to develop a home escape plan, which should be done in advance so that in the event of a fire, everyone is prepared to escape safely and quickly.
What are some things that we can do to reduce fire hazards in our own homes?
So, you know, the key is understanding where fires are most likely to occur. So when we say look for home fires, we're talking about places like the kitchen, because cooking is a leading cause of home fires in the U.S. So looking around your kitchen, making sure that the cooking area is clear of any clutter, you know, maybe towels, oven mitts, make sure that they're far away from anywhere you're cooking. The other really important thing is to make sure that you don't leave your cooking unattended. Unattended cooking is the leading cause of cooking fires in the U.S., so that's really key. Make sure you stay with whatever it is you're cooking. Don't leave the room. I was going to say heating, too, is a second leading cause of fires, and with the heating season coming up, you want to make sure that your heating systems are in good working order, that you don't have anything that's flammable near your heat sources, particularly if you use portable space heaters.
Well, and this is the time of year, and we're experiencing it right now. Literally, our temperatures are dropping. It's going to be much cooler for the next several days, and, well, you know, really, probably for the rest of the season. I think we're done with warm weather now, so people are going to be using their fireplaces. The furnaces are going to be kicking on and things like that. So we really have to pay attention to that, don't we?
Exactly. It's so important, really, if you want, you know, you want to make sure they're in good working order. It means having a qualified professional inspect those heating systems and have them cleaned if necessary.
You mentioned the three L's of fire safety: look, listen, and learn. Let's talk a little bit more about those three steps.
Sure. So, you know, looking, like we said, around for hazards, but then listen for your smoke alarm. So we really want people to make sure that their smoke alarms are in good working order and that they're properly installed throughout your home. So that means having a smoke alarm on every level of the home, including each bedroom. A lot of people don't know they need to have a smoke alarm in each bedroom, and also near all sleeping areas. And then you want to make sure that your alarms are working properly, so you want to test them monthly by pushing the test button. Those are critical steps to make sure that they're in working order. And then for learning about home safety, you want to make sure that you have a home escape plan that everyone in your household knows and has practiced.
If we do have a fire in our home, what's the first thing we should do?
So your goal always is to get out. That's the key. But, you know, the truth is today's home fires burn faster than ever. When the smoke alarm sounds, you may have as little as 2 to 3 minutes to escape safely. So you need to know how to use that time wisely. You don't want to squander it. So you have to make sure that everyone in your home has already discussed how they'll get out. You want to make sure that everyone knows two exits from every room in their home, which is typically a door and a window. You want to make sure those exits are in good working order, that windows open and close easily, that exits aren't blocked or cluttered. And you want to make sure that everyone knows where to go in the event of a fire. So you want to have a meeting place outside in front of your home, someplace like a mailbox or lamppost where everyone will meet. And you want to call the fire department immediately. If you can grab a cell phone on your way out, great. If not, use a nearby or neighbor's phone to call the fire department. We want people to stay out and never go back inside a burning building. So those are some of the real key messages around fire safety in a fire situation.
Talking with Susan McKelvey with the National Fire Protection Association. This week is National Fire Prevention Week. And it's interesting, to note why this week is Fire Prevention Week. There's some historical significance there, isn't there?
There is. So October 9th is the date of the Great Chicago Fire. So Fire Prevention Week commemorates that tragic incident. And we use it as an opportunity to really spread the word about fire safety and make sure people are safe.
If people want more information, where can they go?
So we have a wealth of information on our website. It's at firepreventionweek.org.
All right. We'll take a look for it there. Susan, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.